This is the Family Culture Movement. Are you working to navigate the ups and downs of your family life with intention? Do you want to cultivate an environment where your children can thrive and become functional adults? Do you look around at the constructs and norms of society and cringe thinking of how to prepare your children for this world? Do you want to define success for your family on your own terms and sometimes feel like your values are countercultural? Well, you're in the right place. The Family Culture Movement is where you'll learn how to take inventory of the narratives and social constructs shaping your family dynamics. I'm your host, Jody Chafee, and I'll help you navigate your family culture journey as I interview powerful culture leaders and discuss values and best practices for your success. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, be sure to check out the last episode of the Family Culture Movement with Tamara Zentel when we talk about what it takes to raise a mogul. I'd like to welcome to the show Kate and Val Favstoff. Kate and Val like to teach multicultural families how to manage their money so they can create the life they dream of. They are one of those weird couples that are always together, and along with their daughter, they love to explore, learn new things, and be silly all at the same time.
You know, as adults, we experience decision fatigue, right? I know this very, very well. I wonder, you talked about always giving our kids choices, right? And so how does that prepare them to not feel that overwhelm when we're always, if we present them with choices, but how do we prevent them from getting that decision fatigue when they're older? And is it because when you're preparing them to understand their choices, then they're prepared to make good decisions?
That's probably the main one. And also just simple example, when we make our daughter drink some green juice from celery, which hated. And we hate it too, but we know we need to drink it. So once we went on vacation, we came, all our stomachs was so bad.
You know, you go to all inclusive, you eat all of this stuff that make you...
Yeah. So then just by this simple example that we said, okay, we need to be drinking this green juice for next week, and you will see the benefit of it, that our stomachs will feel much better. You'll feel much better. So just by even this kind of small example that, okay, she really hated it. She didn't want to drink it, but she drink it. And suddenly next day she feels much better. Next day she feel more better. And eventually it was gone. So by this, you're showing, if you make this right decision, maybe it's a little bit painful right now, but it's really going to benefit you in the future. So now, based food decisions, it's very easy. We never have to make her eat your veggies. She knows on the weekend, there will be a prize that we're going to go, we're going to buy something sweet, but it's not going to happen every day because then our time is going to be bad. So we never have food issues. It's always, okay, there's tomatoes, cucumbers, whatever, she just eat it. There's not any more question, and she understood it. She saw by this example. So all her future, we don't really need to be worried about the food making decisions. It's not going to be overwhelming anymore. It's just going to come, okay, I know that, I know the consequences, and I know it's better for me. Done.
And she knows why she's making the decision.
Yeah.
So that's the very important for the kids to practice on knowing why they are doing this, because they will get overwhelmed if they don't know why they are doing things. If they don't practice, one day they will come and they will say, I don't know, like buying a house. We see a lot of people that take months, maybe a year to decide, okay, this is the house that is the best for us. You need to see, analyze what are the pros and cons, and then make a decision. Or if you wait until you find your perfect house, you will maybe never find it, because you also don't know for what you want that perfect house. Why? What is your purpose in life? So as our daughter said, practice make perfect. If you practice from very young age, you will, all these decisions that you make every day, they will become so easy, because since you are young, you know why you are doing things, and that will make it easier for you.
Yeah, so basically, then, decision fatigue comes from a lack of confidence and the lack of identity of what you want and understanding what the consequences would be. So by allowing your children to make choices when they're young, they develop that confidence because they start to go, I understand because I've already experienced this consequence and I get it. So it makes it easier for them to make those decisions getting older. Because that's, you're right, like decision paralysis comes from, or decision fatigue comes from insecurity.
Yeah, they're going to be immune to all the noise outside, which I was talking, you just passing by this fancy board. This is put you already in the states of decision-making, which is going to bring you to guilt because you bought it and I shouldn't. And this is a long road that you don't want to take. But if they know how to make the decision, it's not going to be even a decision. It's just, I know I'm just walking past that and this chapter is closed. Instead of for somebody else, it's going to be a dark lone road. Yeah. Right? So that's it, done. And it's, you're going to be immune to all of this outside people making decisions for you.
Yeah.
You should eat it. You should buy it. You just...
Your life will be perfect if you buy this. You will make your dream life if you give me your money on this.
Yeah.
Instead, like, they will become immune because they know what is
best for them.
Yeah.
I love that so much because our kids are going to be, they are already so bombarded by so many messages, vying for their time, their money, their attention, you know, that if they aren't confident in who they are and have that, like, you're right. Okay. That I already made that decision a long time ago, not to do X, Y, and Z. You know, like when I was a kid, I grew up in a very religious family. We were very conservative and I made the decision. I can't even remember. I was probably like 8 or 9 or something that I would never drink or smoke or do those kinds of things. And then in high school, you know, and I mean, even so far as to say, I wasn't going to like date a boy until I was like 16 or, you know, do those kinds of things. I really wanted to be good, you know, but I'd made those decisions when I was a kid. So then all of my friends around me were smoking, they were drinking, they were going out and having their clam bakes in their cars, whatever. And I was never tempted because I was just like, I mean, I was there sometimes when they were drinking or things like that, but I was just never tempted. It was never a temptation.
I understand.
That's amazing.
It was the same with me. I never smoked and I was not interested because I knew why I didn't want to smoke.
Yeah,
I was like, doesn't taste good, doesn't give me any health. I will spend money on it and I will not get any benefit.
Yep.
And I said, I don't
Which
care.
That wasn't me. I was the opposite. I had lack of identity.
You had to go through it all.
I started doing things I shouldn't be doing young age, but luckily I grew up and I started making the right decisions and proper decisions. But this is things I was lacking. The confidence in myself, the belief that I can make decisions, again, from other small things that people told me during my life, and I accepted them because I couldn't make my own decision. And luckily, I got out of it pretty fine, and I'm very happy with my life right now, thanks to this young lady here and whatever other, and my decision to put a ring on her, because at that time I already knew how to make the decisions.
Well, you made a decision that she was important to you and that because of that relationship that you value, you want to maintain that. You want it to be, you know, last. Yeah. And so, right. Like those, like getting married, that's a commitment and that's a decision that you have to make right up front to go, everything else is easy. I'm not going to be tempted by somebody else. I'm not going to be tempted to do other things because I made a commitment when we got married. This decision is set in stone, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, it's like, you know.
And after you get married, you had to decide every day also how you want your relationship to be. So it's like, even if you're tired, even we hug every morning. Maybe we are going out of the topic, but we hug every morning. And that's for us. Our decision to create this connection. And that also makes us feel comfortable and confident with the other decisions we make because we know that we are together. And also what we were talking about, that the problem is there. So for us, we are not complaining to each other. We are just seeing whatever problem comes is saying, okay, this is the problem. Now we are a team. Now we are better because we are two tackling this problem. So let's do it together. And that's how we see the relationship, that we hope we will raise more kids like this. So whenever our daughter will grow
up, looking for a boy, she will be like that.
Hopefully she will find somebody like with the same values. And that we are super scared because we see how the life is going, and we're saying maybe she will be like totally different and a weirdo maybe.
So but I like that. I like what you said that about how like this comes back to money issues and relationship with our money, because when you bring in a marriage relationship into a money relationship, right? That I love that you said that you view that as a problem outside of yourself, so that you can team up to find the solution, not to be like, you did this, or blaming other people for their money relationship as spenders or savers or whatever, you know, these relationships we have with money, to see it as something that's outside of you, as a problem to solve, rather than picking on each other and saying that
and
you're the
solution
problem.
Comes from here to tackle that situation. And that's what makes you stronger. And then when a similar problem will come to your life, you will be ready to tackle it differently, and maybe it will not be a problem anymore. It will be like, oh, okay, we know what to do. And that's what we want to teach our kids, right?
Glad you were able to tune in for this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Don't miss the next episode with Chanel Nielsen, when we talk about the importance and impact of your family history on your family culture. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Help more people find the show. Download this episode, subscribe to the show, rate it, and leave a review. For more tools for shaping your intentional family culture, be sure to sign up for your free membership of the Family Success Toolbox at homeandfamilyculture.com. Until next time, remember to set your intentions for your family culture and lead your family toward your vision of success.